Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. What makes you anxious? When do you find yourself going around in loops about something that hasn't happened, something that might never happen, and yet something that is having a dramatic impact on your ability to be present, to be competent, to feel good in your life? When we are anxious, we tend to go looking for a solution in the future, which is where our problem is. And of course, we can't get to the future to access that solution. And so we set up this paradox where we keep running in the same bad loops. Here's an answer that you can try out, and try it out not with the thing that gives you the most existential angst, the most paranoia, the most fear, but just something that you don't like very much. Something like being anxious about a visit for a routine dental checkup, or being anxious about an interview or a conversation you have to have that you really know is going to go fine, and yet for some reason there's something about it you just aren't looking forward to. So you've got something like that in mind. And what we're going to do is really just settle into that experience. So I want you to imagine that experience as if it was happening now, this thing that makes you anxious. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel, and begin to vividly create an awareness of where you are, of when you are, of who's around you as you enter this experience. And as you are there and you know where you are and when you are, I just want you to begin to work your attention down through your body. We're going to start at the top of your head and just notice in this moment, what sensations are you aware of in your face or your head? And there might be muscle tension or relaxation. There might be warmth or coolness. There might be some kind of tingling or twitching in some of the muscles in your face. And you can particularly be aware of whether or not there's anything happening between your eyes, maybe in your jaw, maybe in the muscles down the back of your neck. And your attention can just drop down through the back of your neck and into your shoulders, and you can check out in this moment, what are you aware of in your shoulders? Is there anything there? Is there any tension or relaxation? Any other kind of sensation? And then you can just let your attention move down through the muscles in your upper arms, to your elbows, down through your lower arms and into your wrists. You can be aware of your fingers, and you can start on the outside with your baby fingers and let your attention check each one of your fingers from the tip of the finger right down to the knuckle, just noticing if there's anything that you want to notice, any awareness of your hands being in motion or still, warm or cool, relaxed or active. And come right into the palm of your hand. You know, you hardly ever think about all of those muscles in your hands, but think of them now. Then connect them back up to your wrist. And let your attention move back up through your arms and into your shoulders. And now let your attention come into your chest, into your breath, into your heartbeat. Just notice what there is to notice. And some people notice muscles down the back of their spine, and some people have a very fine ability to track their breath in and out, in through the nose or the mouth and down, and breath going into your diaphragm to expand it, to make room in your lungs. Some people are aware of their rib cage moving out at the sides and coming back, and some people are just aware that they're breathing and their attention can drop even further now into their gut, into their core, into all those muscles that keep them upright. And just be aware, some people notice energy moving. Some people notice the connection between the gut and the heart. And some people just allow their awareness to drop even further into their hips and into the big muscles in their legs. Some people are aware of strength here, or again of movement, of warmth. Just notice what there is to notice and allow your attention to drop even further into your calves, into your heels and your ankles, and extend your awareness all the way out to your big toes and then out through the smaller toes, the ones that are harder to move consciously. And just be aware. And as you take a deep breath or two, you can scan one more time from the tips of your toes all the way back up to the top of your head, becoming aware of anything there is to notice in your body. And now that you have thoroughly explored your physical experience of this particular situation, of this particular anticipation, let me ask you, where's that anxiety now? And this is just a simple demonstration of how by willfully controlling your attention, by paying attention to yourself and being curious about the fine details of your experience, you can become fully engaged in the present moment. And in the present moment, there is no room and no need for anxiety. So, find your calm, find your engagement, find your awareness, and bring all of that back with you as you move back into your day now. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.